Welcome, everyone, to a very special drive time this evening. I'm Greg Frizzell, general manager and owner of the Mount Washington Radio Group, 93.5 WMWV-FM, Magic 104.5 and 98.1 FM, and Easy 95.3 FM. I'm here with Gino Devaney. How are we doing, Gino?
I'm doing well, Greg. Thanks for having me once again. We want to remind everyone that you can text in at 603-356-9145 if you have any questions for our guests. Again, that number is 603-356-9145. You can text in. You can also call. Lucia will be happy to take your call, and she'll jot down your question and run it into us here in the studio. So text, you can call, and also email us, office@wmwv.com.
And I'd like to thank the sponsors of tonight's Drive Time, the law offices of Cooper, Cargill, Chant, Leone, McDonald, and Roberts, Certified Public Accountants, and Settlers Green and Settlers Crossing. And now I'd like to invite a very special guest tonight for Drive Time from Saco River Medical Group. We're now on the line with Dr. Ross Emery, Dr. Rich Larracy, and Dr. Frank Hubble. How are we doing, doctors?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Great. Excellent. So basically, we're going to sit and go over some questions about the coronavirus and COVID-19 and get your take from the standpoint of your medical practice. It's great to have you guys on. We have talked to the hospital this week, and it's great to have you guys on to see what's happening there. So we'll start with the first question I have. Are you guys currently doing coronavirus testing at Saco River Medical?
Yes, Greg, we are. We are following the guidelines set up by the CDC and the state, and I can let you know that we, to date, have performed 77 tests, and of those, 7 were found positive.
Wow.
Over the past 4 weeks or so.
And basically, how do you decide who gets the testing? It's by the CDC guidelines?
Yeah, it's pretty clear. You know, the way this kind of rolled out for us, when we first noticed the first cases in New Hampshire, we kind of sprung into action, and we had availability of testing in the first week that we started getting results back very quickly. And that we believe we actually diagnosed the first 2 cases in the county. And then once that first day of testing was complete, the system was just overwhelmed. And all the tests after that we performed were taking over a week to come back. And sort of because of that, the CDC and the state recognized that they needed to narrow the field on who could be tested. So they have guidance, which just seems to be constantly changing. The latest guidance came out 2 days ago. And currently, essentially what they're recommending is that if you are a person with symptoms, so that would be fever, respiratory illness, and are a healthcare worker or first responder, a family member of a healthcare worker or first responder, a person residing or who works with or visited recently a long-term care facility, patients hospitalized with fever or respiratory illness, patients who have had close contact with large numbers of people, hopefully that's not many people these days, residents or employees of jails or prisons, essential workers who deliver or directly support home, community, or institutional care services, patients 65 years of age or older, patients with underlying chronic health conditions, would put them at increased risk. So those last 5 are bolded in the latest recommendations as the newest additions to the guidelines. So we're following those, and that's how we make the decision. They give us leeway. You can use your personal judgment as a health provider as well, but we were tending to follow these guidelines. Of course, if any of our patients have questions, we're glad to always answer those and help them understand, even over the phone prior to coming in, whether they would likely be tested.
Okay, and for people who may or may not know, Dr. Ross Emery and Dr. Rich Larracy specialize in pediatrics at the Saco River Medical Group. Are there any special things that you're doing for kids testing or anything different other than just the regular testing for adults?
For the most part, Greg, this is Rich Larracy. We haven't needed to do a lot of testing on children because they're not really fitting the criteria unless they are a child of a healthcare worker. But we have been evaluating a fair amount of children with fever and cough. And when we are doing that, we're doing that out in the parking lot or in our tent outside. We want to make sure that our building is safe for people that are, do not have any fever or respiratory symptoms to come in for their well visits and things like that. So we are seeing a fair amount of children with fever and cough. That doesn't necessarily mean it's COVID, though. We're seeing flu out there, we're seeing strep, and we're seeing a lot of other viruses out there. We have not seen any children to date recently within the last month, month and a half, that have had any major serious illnesses with cough or fever.
Yeah, and I don't believe any of the positives that we had were children.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now you guys have two facilities, the one in Conway Village and then also in Bartlett. Are both your facilities open, or what are you doing at this point?
We decided to try to focus our, particularly our walk-in care down in the Conway office and make sure we just had all our procedures nailed down. We are still using our Glen office, but it's really just for well visits and checking our routine chronic illness patients.
So you basically also, you're kind of business as normal as well as dealing with symptoms of the coronavirus.
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. I would say this is about as far from normal as we could get. We have transitioned into using telehealth to a large extent. I would say 75% of all the visits we're doing right now are by telehealth. But we're committed to be here for our patients, and we know that although COVID has thrown everything into a loop, we have to be sure that our patients can be seen for their chronic conditions, and you know this doesn't stop people from getting lacerations or breaking bones. You know, we have to be available for all that type of service as well. That's one of the reasons why I have Dr. Hubble here too, because he can chime in to speak more about the walking clinic experience. A large amount of the testing has been done through this walk-in, although out in the parking lot.
So Dr. Hubble, as far as the walk-in goes at Saco River Medical, how is that working right now? Is it that you call first, or do you have a traditional walk-in system still going in place?
We do. The walk-in center is going ahead full steam. When you arrive at our facility and you come to the front door, there's a big sign that says stop. And if you have a fever, chill, sore throat, cough, any sign whatsoever, an infectious disease, you go back to your car and call our number. And then they talk to you. We do an intake, and then you talk to one of our medical assistants or EMTs. They complete the intake. Then it allows whoever's on the urgent care to decide what sort of testing we need to do. Because the vast majority of what we're seeing is not COVID. Instead, it's good old-fashioned strep throats and the flu and typical viral illnesses. But we want to see all that outside. And then we're very careful to ungown and change before we come back in, so we keep the illnesses out of the building. And that allows us to continue to see, you know, the people with the abdominal pain and the back pain. And so, you know, a lot of folks are home and are active, so we're seeing a lot of lacerations and minor injuries that are occurring from people being so active at home. So we are up and running and doing everything as we always have. We just prefer to see the infectious disease stuff outside to minimize the risk of bringing it inside.
No. That makes a lot of sense.
In addition to that, Greg, this is Rich Larracy again. The American Academy of Pediatrics is really encouraging pediatricians to still continue to see children for their well visits, especially those less than 2 years of age, because those are the ones that we really want to make sure we're immunizing. We're checking certain blood tests like lead levels and for anemia at certain ages, at 1 and 2. So we are really trying to encourage
our pediatric patients that we're here to do well visits for them. And so that's so far so good with on that aspect.
Okay, that's really good to know.